Chasing Harry Winston by Lauren Weisberger. Read by Laurel Lefko. Chapter 1. Panties is a vile word. When Lee's doorbell rang unexpectedly at 9 on a Monday night, she did not think, "Gee, I wonder who that could be." She thought, "Shit, go away." Were there people who actually welcomed unannounced visitors when they just stopped by to say hello or check in? Recluses, probably. Or those friendly Midwestern folks she'd seen depicted in Big Love but had never actually met? Yes, they probably didn't mind. But this was an affront. Monday nights were sacred and completely off-limits to the rest of the world, a time of no human contact, when Lee could veg out in sweats and watch episode after beautiful TiVo'd episode of Project Runway. It was her only time alone all week, and after some intensive training on her part, her friends, her family, and her boyfriend Russell finally abided by it. The girls had stopped asking for Monday night plans at the end of the 90s. Russell, who in the beginning of their relationship had openly balked, now quietly contained his resentment and in football season relished having his own Monday nights free. Her mother struggled through one night a week without picking up the phone to call, finally accepting after all these years that she wouldn't hear from Lee until Tuesday morning, no matter how many times she hit redial. Even Lee's publisher knew better than to assign her Monday night reading, or, God forbid, knew not to log an interrupting phone call, which is precisely why it was so incredible that her doorbell had just rung. Incredible. And panic-inducing.